I'm Kate Butler Ross, and this is the Content Download. What if I told you there was a really simple little technique that will have your audience ready to binge on all of your content week in, week out, eager to click open your next email, watch your next video, or read your next blog without fail? That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Because you and I both know that no matter how awesome your content is, it can still be a challenge to get people to actually consume it because we're busy and our days are full and there's a lot of things vying for our attention. So is there a way to make sure they don't want to miss a single thing you put out there? Well, my darling friends, yes, there is. And it's not only really simple, but totally compelling and addictive. In a good way. So grab a notepad and pour yourself a drink because this is the episode of the Content Download where you learn that little secret hack that will keep your followers coming back for more. So if you could jump into a time machine and go back a few years to the 20th of July 2007 at just a few minutes to midnight, you would find me, my rather confused husband, who was then my boyfriend, along with an 11-year-old boy and his quite grumpy dad, standing on a dark street waiting. And no, it was not for the local nightclub to open. We were in a little village in the middle of Hampshire. We were waiting. And when I say we, I mean me and that 11-year-old boy. We were waiting in true fairy tale style for the clock to strike midnight and the doors of the local bookshop to open so we could be among the first people in the country to lay our hands on the first copies of the final installment of Harry Potter, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Why couldn't we wait until morning? Well, for me at least, I'd been waiting for this book for about 6 years. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan and have, you know, read them from pretty much the start. And along with millions of other fans queuing up outside bookshops at that very moment across the world, I just didn't want to wait. And once I'd cut that velvet ribbon and paid the bookshop owner, who was, by the way, dressed as a wizard in a purple velvet cloak and pointy hat with stars and moons on it, I went home and I started to read it immediately, like at 12:30. So what on earth has this got to do with making your content more compelling? Well, it has everything to do with it, because the reason I was standing on that street at midnight was all to do with the power of the open loop. And it's this that will totally transform how your audience consumes your content. Now, even if you weren't one of the crazy bunch of super fans queuing up outside bookstores back in 2007, if you've ever binge watched a show like Game of Thrones or 24 or The Walking Dead, you'll have experienced the power of the open loop too. So what is it exactly? Well, books like Harry Potter and shows like 24 and The Game of Thrones are all series, which means unlike their episodic counterparts, where each episode is a complete story in itself, each installment of a series builds on what came before, which means you can't just dip in randomly in the middle of a series and expect to know what's going on. Plus, each episode of a series always ends with an unanswered question or cliffhanger, also known as an open loop, which our human brains feel compelled to complete, usually by watching the next episode instead of going to bed. So even though your content may not be about dark wizards or threats to national security, you too can use the power of series and open loops to keep your content feeling compelling. So how do you actually do it? Well, let's talk about open loops first. Open loops are when a question has been raised, but it hasn't been answered. So in a story, it's who's that knocking on the door in the dead of night? Or how long can he stay dangling off the edge of that cliff before he falls to his death? Will she say yes or will she say no? We are wired to want to know the answer, and leaving that loop open is just not possible for us, which is why we hit play on the next episode instead of going to bed. So how does it work in your content? Well, there's two really simple ways you can do this. If you're writing an email, you can use the open loop technique in your subject line, for example. You raise a question which can only be answered by opening and reading your email. So some really common examples of this would be you'll see subject lines like, what one thing do all seven-figure business owners have in common? Or are you making this embarrassing mistake? Or this made me cry. All of these subject lines are designed to open up a question in our head. Oh, what one thing do all seven-figure business owners have in common? Or, oh my gosh, am I making the embarrassing mistake? I better check it out. Or, oh, why is she crying? I'm a bit nosy. I'd like to find out. But you can also use the open loop to compel someone to want to consume another piece of content, your next piece of content. Your email nurture, for example, can be designed so that each email contains an open loop that perhaps poses a new problem or question or teases at some tantalizing information that you're going to reveal in the next email, so that they are actually going to be waiting for that next email to arrive in their inbox. Then there's serialization. Now, turning your content into a series where each piece builds on the next to lead to a complete result is really powerful. You can do this with any content you do, blog posts, videos, social media posts. All you have to do is take one idea, break it up into a few smaller teaching steps, each of which leads on to the next. Miss a step, the final stage won't make sense, so you don't. This is a great way to think about any challenges that you might be running inside your business as well, because when you serialize the content, in other words, they have to do each step for it to make sense and reach that very desirable goal at the end, which keeps people very engaged every single step of the way. So there you have it. Two little secret hacks that keep your audience coming back for more of your amazing content. Open loops and series. Give them a go. It's so powerful. And also, just keep an eye out for how other people are doing it too. If you want to be a better content creator, you need to be a better content consumer, and watch how the best are doing it, and then give it a go yourself. I am sure you will see amazing results from this. That's all for today. I hope you got huge value from this episode. But before you go, I just wanted to say this is exactly the kind of stuff that I am teaching every single week inside my membership, Fearless Content. And doors are going to be opening once more for a very short time, very soon. And so we have a waitlist open right now, so you don't miss it. So if this is something that you are interested in joining, it's a really great little exclusive online community of entrepreneurs who are kind of finding their voices and learning how to build their online presence through Fearless Content. You can hop onto that waitlist using the link which is inside the show notes, and you will be notified the moment the doors reopen, which is happening very soon. So if you're interested in joining Fearless Content, make sure you hop on that waitlist. Other than that, thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and if you can leave a little review, I would really appreciate that as well. Thanks so much, and catch you next time.